This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So next, we're talking about a show that all the teens are watching, 13 Reasons Why. It's based on the best-selling novel by Jay Asher, and it follows a high school student who narrates the months leading up to her suicide. She leaves behind tapes explaining how other people's actions influenced her decision. And the program is intended to raise awareness of teen mental health issues, but many psychologists are warning that the show could actually be harmful to teens' mental health. Colette Smart's an adolescent psychologist who is speaking out about this. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
What are your main concerns with the show?
I think, well, Headspace, who's well known for working with teens, were actually the first ones to raise red flags about this. They came out last week just saying there's warnings about the show. And really, since the show debuted, Headspace, their school support program, who supports school communities, they were just flooded with phone calls by teens themselves saying they were distressed by the content. So that's why we're speaking up about it, not just because mental health professionals are concerned. Teens are voicing their concern.
Do you think the show glamorizes suicide, Colette? Because that's one of the things I've heard.
Yes. So essentially, why we say it glamorizes suicide is because it's used, the producers have used it for shock value. We really are concerned about anything that shows too much detail. So we know for a number of years now, the Australian media has become quite responsible in how they even report suicide. So as soon as we have suicide being reported in terms of details of when, where, and how, and specifics, early research in Australia indicated about a 39% increase in male contagion, we call it, suicide contagion, and 31% increase in females when there's too much detail. And the show definitely has one of the most explicit suicide scenes that most of us have ever seen.
I've heard people, so have you actually seen it? Because I've heard people refer to it as almost an instruction manual, that it almost shows you know.
So it's been called an audiovisual manual for suicide. So it's extremely detailed and explicit. So really, some of the other concerns are this fantasizing that the character has about people, they'll be sorry in the end.
It's almost revenge.
Yes, and it's been called revenge suicide. And in real life, when people have taken their own lives, you can never look back and see what people might think. And the destructive factor that suicide brings into families and people's lives is absolutely horrendous. What we're starting to see is that, for these young people, they're also seeing in the show there's no mention of mental health, which is the biggest issue around suicide, really. So there's no mention of depression with the character. There's no decent adult in the show at all.
So there's sort of no sense that if you're going through this, you could get help or that you could be treated.
So the school counsellor that the character Hannah actually approaches is largely shocking in her approach. She takes a phone call in the middle of a session, which is totally ridiculous. And so young people would look at that and think, well, you see, I won't even ask for help because look, the school counselor's unhelpful.
They're useless,
Everything's secretive, so adults aren't consulted. And so it kind of doesn't explore the issues around suicide in a healthy way. So we're not saying don't talk about suicide to young people. When we keep suicide secretive, it is destructive. So absolutely talk to young people about the issues with suicide and how it's important not to keep secrets and how it's important to get help. Keeping secrets about traumatic events really just causes your problems to magnify. And so really, suicidal thoughts can be very painful and very difficult to endure, but most people who have those thoughts don't act out on them, and that's the message we need to be bringing across. There's always other options. And so really, if you think your teens might have seen this, chances are a large portion will have.
Colette, I've spoken to a youth group leader who said all the teens in her youth group are loving the series.
Yeah, and it's because for them it's very, well, even adults have said it's very catchy in terms of the storyline. You keep wanting to follow the tapes. So it's cleverly designed. But the criticism is obviously it's not handling suicide in a healthy way at all. So if your young people are watching it, absolutely start the discussion. I would actually advise parents to dip in and out of the series if you feel as though you couldn't sit down and watch it because of your own past traumas or experiences. Certainly watch parts of it, or even sit down and watch parts of it with your teen. If your teen is an at-risk teen, these are the teens we're most concerned about, then I would advise not to be watching the traumatic scenes with them. If they insist, you sit with your teen and you watch with, but lots and lots of conversations about all these issues that you're mentioning.
Okay.
Talking to adults, there's other options.
Yeah.
And go to eHeadspace. They have some fantastic resources on this. Kids Helpline, Lifeline, a lot of them are talking about it. So there's a lot of resources for talking to young people about the show.
Okay. Well, that's good to know at least. Thank you so much for filling us in on it, Colette.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Look, that's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about the new Netflix series, 13 Reasons Why. Look, if you or someone you love needs help, do contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or use some of those resources on their website. Thanks, Colette.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au. Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.